The UN-initiated Millennium Development Goals will meet their deadline at the end of this year. On Friday, the Chinese government and the UN in China jointly launched a report on China's implementation of the MDGs between 2000 and 2015. CRI's Sophie Williams has the story.
This is China's final progress report on the MDGs before the adoption of the post-2015 development agenda later this year. According to the report, China has seen unprecedented transformational results in accomplishing the vision that was set out by world leaders in New York 15 years ago. UN Resident Coordinator in China, Alan Noda-Ho, speaks highly of China's achievements.
In terms of poverty reduction, for example, more than 400 million people have been lifted out of poverty between the year 1990 and the year 2011. And tremendous progress has also been made when it comes to maternal mortality as well as infant mortality. We have also tremendous achievement in terms of food security in the country.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's special advisor Amina Mohammed says China has set an example for all countries that face population problems.
We're incredibly impressed, and the way in which China has approached this, I think, has shown a lot of leadership for many countries who do have issues with population, issues with capacity and institutions.
The report also applauds China's efforts in halving the proportion of the population without sustainable access to safe drinking water, actively engaging in South-South cooperation, and providing help to over 120 developing countries in their efforts to attain the MDGs. The MDGs include 8 specific goals that range from halving extreme poverty rates to halting the spread of HIV/AIDS and providing universal primary education. It was signed in the year of 2000 by all 189 UN member states at the time and 23 international organizations. At Friday's ceremony, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said in a video message that China has made unremitting efforts to implement the goals. He added that China will continue a path of peaceful, innovative and green development in the post-2015 development period. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Li Baodong reiterated China's commitment to the new global development agenda towards 2030.
The post-2015 development agenda should adhere to the principle of caring by different responsibility and diversified development patterns. China will reinforce South-South cooperation with the premise of South-North cooperation.
World leaders will gather at the United Nations in September to adopt the post-2015 development agenda. It will guide policy and funding for the next 15 years, beginning with a historic pledge to end poverty. It also aims to promote peaceful and inclusive societies, create better jobs, and tackle the environment challenges of our time, particularly climate change. For CRI, I'm Sophie Williams.